Yeah, this is Blue Man Rule again, and I'm responding to Just Talking episode 44, Promethean Marketing Presents with Chris Palladino. And I really wanted to provide my little two cents. I'm loving the conversation right now. I want to put in my little two cents regarding the conversation around the 18-minute mark about consumers realizing when they're being targeted. And when a company who obviously is not as attuned with the consumer base that it's targeting, and it's called intercultural accommodation. So when Microsoft tries to go in and market games to that are child friendly, or particularly Japanese role playing game in nature, things that are out of their wheelhouse, then the people who are fans of those genres tend to notice it immediately. And anytime something like that happens, the consumer, based on the research data that I found, that the consumer then recognizes that, and expectations are raised, and it becomes much more difficult in order to get a message through. I think Chris hit it on the head that it has to feel authentic, it has to be transparent, because if it doesn't, it's going to be met with great disdain and ultimately rejected. And so I really love the conversation that you guys are having on that, and I think that social media in its own right would have come about in some way, shape, form, or fashion, because the internet in particular enables that medium. I think without the internet and the permeation of the internet, that we would not have the penetration that social media has today. It would not be nearly as effective, it would not be as robust, and honestly, it's a great question about Batman and titles like Enslaved from Namco Bandai. It's going to be a great single-player experience from Namco Bandai, actually developed by Ninja Theory, the same people who made Heavenly Sword. But it's a brand new IP. People don't know about it, and it's a single-player experience. That type of marketing effort really is going to have to be directed to that type of player. The thing is that type of player has cross-pollination in other genres of play and other genres of game. So multiplayer, there's going to be people who play shooters and role-playing games. So it's not going to be one particular person. And so what's going to be difficult is when they try to attempt to develop a marketing plan for that, will targeting this very specific type of consumer, will that ostracize or offend other consumer bases that aren't being targeted? You know, will that offend the same person who likes single player experiences as well, but actually likes his multiplayer? You know, will that offend someone who, you know, wants their game updates sent out via Twitter? I don't know why someone would want that, but so there is a delicate balance there. But I believe that Promethean does a good job, and they do such a good job. Like, you don't know that they're marketing something, but you know about it. So that to me is the most effective, because you're not worried about the entity that's bringing you said product. All you know about is the product, and as long as you know about the product or service being offered, then it's effective. So that's really all I had. I'm really looking forward to listening to the show. I'm only about halfway done now, but I just wanted to get my little voice out there, because, man, it's a great conversation. All right.